morning to our service of Holy Eucharist Rite 2. May not be a sunny day this morning, but I hear it's going to be wonderful this afternoon. Our service begins on page 355 of the Book of Common Prayer. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Let us pray. O God, you have taught us to keep all your commandments by loving you and our neighbor. Grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit, that we may be devoted to you with our whole heart and united to one another with pure affection through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated.
A reading from the second book of Kings. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man and in high favor with his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man, though a mighty warrior, suffered from leprosy. Now the Arameans, on one of their raids, had taken a young girl captive from the land of Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my Lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." So Naaman went in and told his lord just what the girl from the land of Israel had said. And the king of Aram said, "Go then, and I will send along a letter to the king of Israel." He went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of garments. He brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent to you my servant Naaman, that you may cure him of his leprosy." When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to give death or life that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Just look and see how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent a message to the king. Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come to me, that he may learn that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and halted at the entrance of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, Go, wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean. But Naaman became angry and went away, saying, I thought that for me he would surely come out and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and would wave his hand over the spot and cure the leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? He turned and went away in a rage. But his servants approached and said to him, Father, if the prophet had commanded you to do something difficult, would you not have done it? How much more when all he said to you was, Wash and be clean? So he went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. His flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 30 can be found in the insert of your bulletin. Psalm 30. I will exalt you, O Lord, because you have lifted me up.
You have lifted my enemies triumph over me.
O Lord, my God, I cried out to you.
And you restored me to health.
You brought me up, O Lord, from the dead.
You restored my life as I was going down to the grave.
Sing to the Lord, you servants of his.
Give thanks for the remembrance of his holiness.
For his wrath endures but the twinkling of an eye.
His favor for a lifetime.
Weeping may spend the night.
But joy comes in the morning.
While I felt secure, I said, I shall never be disturbed.
You, Lord, with your favor, made me as strong as the mountains.
Then you hid your face.
And I was filled with fear.
I cried to you, O Lord.
I pleaded with the Lord, saying,
What profit is there in my blood if I go down to the pit?
Will the dust praise you or declare your faithfulness?
Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me.
O Lord, be my helper.
You have turned my wailing into dancing.
You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy.
Therefore, my heart sings to you without ceasing.
O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever.
The second reading is from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Galatians, and reading portions of the 6th chapter. My friends, if anyone is detected in a transgression, you who have received the Spirit should restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Take care that you yourselves are not tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if those who are nothing think that they are something, they deceive themselves. All must test their own work. Then that work, rather than their neighbor's work, will become a cause for pride. For all must carry their own loads. Those who are taught the word must share in all good things with their teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. See what large letters I make when I am writing in my own hand. It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh that try to compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. Even the circumcised do not themselves obey the law, but they want you to be circumcised so that they may boast about your flesh. May I never boast of anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation is everything. As for those who will follow this rule, peace be upon them and mercy and upon the Israel of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
The Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, Go out into its streets and say, even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me. The 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us. He said to them, I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. It is the gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. I was almost going to say no sermon, since apparently I preached twice as long as one ought last week. And it surprised the heck out of me, because never in my life have I preached so long a sermon. I didn't even realize it. So you witnessed an historical event. I promise it will never happen again. Anyway, we live in an age where the internet kind of rules supreme, and you can just do just about anything on the internet, including shop for whatever you want, and never leave your front door. But you know, when we were all growing up, years back, door-to-door salesmanship was pretty common, wasn't it? Did you ever sell anything door-to-door? Girl Scout cookies? Avon products? Encyclopedia Britannica? How about Fuller Brush products? You know you can still get them online. If you have done any kind of selling door to door, or even speaking out for a candidate in a political campaign, going door to door and asking for people's votes, that's the same thing. If you ever did anything like that door to door, did you really enjoy the process of actually doing it? Or did you maybe feel a little insecure or nervous or vulnerable or uncomfortable? And then again, maybe you were really good at giving the sales pitch. Did it seem to come naturally to you? If you've never sold anything door to door, and suddenly you have to do so for whatever reason, what would you choose to sell? And why? What does it take to be a good salesperson? Personally, I think it helps to really believe in the product that you're trying to sell. And maybe it would be good if you felt the product was so good that everybody absolutely needed it. If people just heard about it, they would want it immediately. And maybe for security purposes and moral support too, it might be good to have a partner in your endeavor. There's nothing like teamwork on the road. to really get the job done, keep each other safe, keep company, keep you out of trouble. Hey, teamwork. And what does a salesman do if the potential customer says, no thank you, and closes the door? You move on to the next house. And you keep doing it until you have the neighborhood covered. Now, I've got a little sign next to my front door, and it's just because I thought it was cute. Anybody remember Oldies But Goodies? Yeah, well, I think that's where I got it. And it's just this little sign. And among the things it says is, we already voted. We found Jesus. And it goes through a list of other things. And finally it says, so if you're not here to sell Thin Mints, go away. We have here a blueprint of how Jesus sent out his followers ahead of him. Two by two in pairs. And he warns them, like lambs among wolves, you have no idea what's going to be out there to greet or harass you. They are vulnerable and defenseless, totally dependent on the kindness of strangers. Now, Jesus uses sales principles that we use even today in the course of door-to-door sales, if they that still do happen from time to time. As I said, even Fuller Brush, you can find them online, and I've gotten catalogs from Fuller Brush. Jesus sends his followers, his disciples, out to preach and heal and announce that he's coming to a town near them very soon. That's good advertisement. Prepare the way, right? And when they return, they report into Jesus, and they say they are very proud of what they've done, basically. And they sound like they are just so impressed with themselves. And Jesus smells a potential problem right away. And he warns them, basically, that pride goeth before a fall. Literally. Power, success, can ever so subtly seduce us, can't it? It can blind us from our true call and purpose of simply doing a good job. It can disguise our motivation so that we don't even realize that we are using the power and authority to feed our own egos. Now, Jesus gave power and authority to his followers, and he gives power and authority to us today. The question for them was, and for us is, can we handle power and authority given us without being seduced by it into wanting more and more? And using it to gratify our need for recognition or importance. If we don't think we can be tempted or seduced by power, we deceive ourselves. Paul said that to the Galatians. Jesus points it out to the 72 who he has sent out. And he points out that Satan was God's favorite angel, but he fell because he liked his power and influence a little too much. Ultimately, what is the most important thing for us as we go through this pilgrimage of life on this fragile earth, our island home? Is it not ultimately our salvation? our personal relationship with the Lord. Now, yes, we are called to serve and work in His name if we follow Him. Absolutely. Foremost. But if our relationship with the Lord is not right, we will fail at some point. We do the good works because our Lord calls us to it, and we do the good works because of what He has done for us already. They of themselves do not earn salvation. We do them in thanksgiving for our Lord's sacrifice for us. Jesus warned those 72 followers, as He also warns us, do not be seduced by the power or the success. Foremost is our relationship with Him. As I said, St. Paul addressed the same issue with the Galatians. And he says, and it is so true for each of us, may I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, you and I are in sales when we follow Jesus Christ. Committing ourselves to Him requires us to serve our neighbor and to care for their relationship with our Lord as well. Yeah, we're kind of salespersons for Christ. But we present Christ to our neighbor in the light of our Lord's love. Do we really believe in that which we profess? Speaking in His name, serving in His name, is the proof of the pudding. It's an old line used in bars, I suppose. I've never been to bars. Talk is cheap. You have to pay for the beer. Yes. We are salespersons for Christ. The proof of the pudding is in how we live out that love in relationship with the rest of God's children. We are ambassadors for Christ, as Paul has said. We just need to be careful that we don't become seduced by the good sales results. We don't boast of our results or of our Lord's results. We only boast of Christ crucified. The good news is that Jesus Himself is with us on the road wherever we go. We are never alone. He is with us in whatever service we give to others in His name. And He will strengthen us to do the work that He calls us to do. He also gave us a clue when He sent the followers out in pairs. We are not lone rangers with a silver bullet. We are not meant to serve Him in isolation. We help each other. It's teamwork. When we work together, more gets done. But we can also help each other to not become victims of our own egos. We can help each other to keep focused on Him to whom the power and authority truly belong, and to keep our personal relationship with the Lord alive and well. Because that's what the work is all about, ultimately. Our relationship with God. As Paul said, may I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. good words to live by. Amen. And now, as able, let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers of the People are on Form 6, page 392 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 392. In peace we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work,
for our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone,
for this community, the nation, and the world,
for all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
We pray for the just and proper use of your creation,
for the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression,
for all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble,
for those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy,
for the peace and unity of the Church of God,
for all who work for justice, and all who seek the truth,
for our presiding bishop, our bishop, for Gary, our priest, Lynn, our priest, and Linda, our priest, and all bishops and other ministers,
for all who serve God in his church,
for the special needs and concerns of this congregation,
for Brett, for Florence and family, Ashton,
hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We will exalt you, O God, our King,
and praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them
who put their trust in you.
We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us,
most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone, and so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Do we do the announcements before the Thanksgivings? Or do we do the Thanksgiving up? Doesn't matter.
Whatever you want.
You're the boss. You're the boss.
Let's get the announcements done, then we can focus on the Thanksgivings. You know, we so often think of all the things that we want to ask God to do for us. But sometimes, and we all do it, we're just a little bit forgetful about all the things we're truly thankful for. So at this portion of the service, that is what we're about. Giving God thanks for another year or an anniversary or something special he has done in your life. And do we share those things?
Yes, so if you'd like to go to each person and they'll announce what they are thankful for, or birthday, or anniversary.
We have a grandson who's born this month.
Ooh, wonderful. What's the name?
Harlan.
Harlan, okay. I knew a few Harlans in life. There you go. Good name.
He's a good kid.
There you go. Yes.
Thanksgiving for our friend Tom and his wedding to his lovely wife, Eileen.
Ah, wonderful. Congratulations. May they have many, many years.
I have three family anniversaries, three daughters. Katie and Matt's anniversary is this month. Aaron and Stacia's anniversary is this month. And Tina and Paul's anniversary is this month.
Wow.
And my birthday is this month.
Wow. So July is the family month.
No, I have other ones that I've filled up too.
Okay, yeah. All right, yeah. Okay.
I'd like to give Thanksgiving for my uncle's life. He passed away a couple weeks ago, and to my family.
I am sure he resides with the angels and is watching over you.
Yes, thank you.
Thanksgiving for four birthdays. My husband's birthday, my son's birthday, my grandson's birthday. And then a Thanksgiving for my grandson who graduated. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. And what are his plans?
To Alfred.
Okay, excellent. Does he know what he's going to major in?
Yes, he's going to do electrician.
Excellent. Very good.
A Thanksgiving for my granddaughter Heidi and her family being here this weekend. And I'm very thankful for the help that I received yesterday from Gladys, Donna, and everybody that they thank you.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad you all had such a good day yesterday, despite the rain.
The rain and the wind.
Oh, well. Today will be a better day.
Okay, I also have a grandson that graduated this year. We'll be going to Arcadia, Parker, and he's going to go for physical therapy. And Ooh. Then I also have my niece here, Jill. Visiting us from Atlanta.
Gee, it might have been hotter up here than it was in Atlanta.
That's what she saw.
Definitely. Okay, so let us pray together then. O God, our times are in your hands. Today we praise you for giving our brothers and sisters cause for thanksgiving in their lives. Look with favor upon all your people. Continue in each of us the good works you have given us to do. Strengthen our trust in your loving kindness, that we may continue to live our lives to your honor and glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And have a great day and a great week, and we'll do it again next month. Thank you. Are there any other announcements before we continue? Then walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. Blessed are you, Lord God, King of the universe, for you give us this bread and this wine.
will continue with the great Thanksgiving and Eucharistic prayer B. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, for you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him, you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him, you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in the care of your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and lives for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Beautiful. blessed Redeemer, living Word. Blessed Redeemer, living
Let us turn to page 365 for the closing prayer.
Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. And may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you this day and remain with you always.